You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the Port Augusta City Council have put a hold on changing their rates just for the time being while they have a bit more community consultation. I'm joined by Brett Bembo, Mayor of the Port Augusta City Council. Brett, how's it going?
Yeah, morning, Jordan. Good, thank you.
So obviously this is a very high tension situation between community and council. You're having a meeting on Wednesday with members of the community. What's going on?
Look, pretty much I met with some ratepayers last Thursday evening, I think it was, and a community member, and we had a bit of discussion on the concerns about the rates and the budget. And it was decided on that night, or the offers put, that they were going to have a community meeting with the ratepayers, and if I would attend, I'm happy to front up and discuss the situation. We know over the years where the rates have been high. I can vouch for, since I've been on council 2010, we've tried to contain that as best we can. And we'll continue to do that. Happy to listen to the community. We know some people are hurting from these rates, and we'll do our best to keep them as low as we can. But because we run so many facilities, you know, arid lands, airports, we get no rates return from the renewable energy projects at all. So those sort of things, when you're paying, you know, Yarra Lands, for example, $1.5 million a year, ratepayers pay for that. Had fantastic facility, world-renowned, but we need to get some income from these areas to make them profitable, and then hopefully by increasing our rate base, then we can reduce the rate.
Hmm. So you're, I guess, encouraging community members to come and have a say and, you know, I guess, reasonable comments when it comes to council rates?
Yeah, well, I certainly hope people are reasonable. Well, I'm a reasonable person, and I won't stand for anything that's offensive or attacking. I'm happy to be there and front up, and I won't back down from that. But if we can have a productive night and a productive meeting, that's what it's all about. And, you know, if we can walk away, A, the community having a bit more knowledge on the situation, and B, as elected body, we learn a bit more. Well, that's what it's all about.
Of course, one of the points of tension has been the changing from site value to capital value as far as the rating system goes. Of course, that's not a mandated thing until the next financial year, is it?
Well, that's correct, but this council is trying to be proactive. We started discussions noting that this is part of the reform that was put to government some time ago. We were trying to be proactive and putting this in place and looking at the opportunity prior to it being enforced. So, no, you're correct. It doesn't have to be enforced to 2023 at this point in time. But then do we look at also considerations that the council will dissolve 2022? There'll be possibly a new elected member, a new mayor, who knows? Do you want to leave that on their plate for the first 12 months and possibly negatively impact the community even more? So we've tried to take it front on, be honest, be transparent, and look at the opportunity. The reform's in place, so if it didn't happen now, it was definitely going to happen by 2023.
And one thing you mentioned earlier, which is something I've also been following up on with my program, has been renewable energy projects and council rates. They don't have to pay them, of course, and of course, that means there's a bit of a gap there in what could be possible revenue. Is this something you'd like to see the government change?
Most certainly, and I will be moving a motion Tuesday night to that effect, seeking government assistance to see how we can look at those sort of opportunities. Also with Arid Lands, I'll be seeking to see what funding they can offer us to assist with that great South Australian icon that is well-renowned about arid plants and so forth, and also with our airport. So there's two or three things that I'll be trying to have discussions with the government with and get some results.
From my conversation so far on this, it seems to be that regional MPs, you won't have any pushback against with renewable energy and council rates, but it's more the metro counterparts that may be a bit more of a struggle there to fight with this.
Well, what I encourage our community is, when I do put these up, you get behind me 100%. Look at what we did when the Repower Group was formed. Look what we've got now. So we know we can achieve the community. So I strongly recommend people go to their local members and go to their governments and let's get what we deserve.
And that's on that note, Brett, we'll just leave it there. But thanks so much for chatting.
Not a problem. Thanks for the opportunity.
That was Brett Bembo, Mayor of the Port Augusta City Council, on your Classic It's Breakfast.